This is WLRN News. I'm Sammy Mack. There's been some serious drama playing out around the constitutional amendments on Florida's ballots, particularly the bundled amendments. These are the ballot items that lump together more than one issue, like Amendment 9, which bans both vaping and coastal drilling. Yep, bans on vaping and coastal drilling at the same time. The framers of Amendment 9 say both of these proposals intersect with health and the environment. A lawsuit claiming they don't belong together made its way to the state Supreme Court. The court ruled that this bundled amendment, number nine, can stay. Which works out because the ballots were already printed with 9 on them. Right, lots of drama. So, we're going to take a minute and just run headfirst into that drama.
Presenting Amendment 9 in 2X.
Seeing as voters will have to weigh both elements of Amendment 9 at the same time, we asked some of the actors with stakes in it to lay out the cases for and against each piece.
My name is Manly Fuller. I'm the president of the Florida Wildlife Federation.
I'm Ned Bowman. I'm the executive director of the Florida Petroleum Marketing Association.
My name is Donna Lundy. I'm a volunteer with the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
My name is Alex Clark. I'm the CEO of the Consumer Advocates for Smoke-Free Alternatives Association.
Without further ado,
Amendment 9, Act 1,
the drilling ban.
Prohibits drilling for the exploration.
This is the ballot language.
Oil and natural gas beneath all state-owned waters between the mean high water line and the state's outermost territorial boundaries.
Center stage in this act of Amendment 9, Florida's natural resources. This half of the proposal puts a ban on drilling in state waters in the Florida Constitution. Enter the impassioned pleas of people like Manly Fuller of the Florida Wildlife Federation.
We would like to vote for Amendment 9 because it helps protect Florida's water quality in our marine waters.
Now, dear listener, there is currently a federal moratorium on drilling that includes Florida's coastal waters. Regulation got even tighter after the 2010 Deepwater Horizon disaster, killed 11 people on a rig and spilled millions of gallons of oil off Louisiana's coast and into Florida's waters. But last year, the president issued an executive order encouraging more exploration off the coasts.
Could you imagine how catastrophic something like that would be in Florida's coastal waters? If you had a problem or spill, you wouldn't have time to react to it.
Amendment 9 would, no matter what the feds do, prevent drilling in state waters, about 3 miles off the Gulf Coast and 10 miles off the Atlantic Coast.
Our goal is so that we have healthy fish and wildlife populations and habitat, and that's a challenge in this state which has tremendous growth pressure. So the last thing we need is industrialization of our coastal economy. It needs to stay a nature-based economy.
Now we arrive at Amendment 9,
Act 1, Scene 2.
The case to vote no on Amendment 9 because of the offshore drilling ban. Center stage, still Florida's natural resources. Spoken for here by
Ned Bowman
with the Florida Petroleum Marketing Association.
We represent over 7,000 convenience stores that sell gasoline in the state of Florida. We think as long as the drilling is done responsibly, we are for the drilling.
So, against this amendment. Bowman thinks about different disasters when it comes to Amendment 9, like when 6.5 million Floridians were ordered to evacuate during Hurricane Irma.
They left on gasoline and diesel fuel. You know, if everybody went out and they banned drilling, we wouldn't have any product. We wouldn't have any energy.
He preempts suggestions about renewable energy by pointing to Hurricane Michael.
You had 100 to 150 mile an hour winds going through that had snapped the trees. So those solar panels would be blown away. And then what do you have left? You don't have any power.
Okay, intermission, where sea meets air. You need a snack? You want a snack break? Now's a good time. You got a sec. Remember, Amendment 9 would ban offshore drilling and vaping in Florida. The vote is either a yes to all of it or a no to all of it. So, now let's consider the second half.
Amendment 9, Act 2. Adds use of vapor-generating electronic
again,
devices.
Again, this is the ballot language.
Prohibition of tobacco smoking in enclosed indoor workplaces with exceptions from its more restrictive local vapor ordinances.
The players here, the air we breathe, and personal freedom.
Act 2, Scene 1.
Defending the air is Donna Lundy.
With the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. The case for Amendment 9 basically comes down to, do you want to breathe fresh air in public places, public indoor places?
You see, Florida has an existing ban on smoking at work in a lot of public places. Amendment 9 would add constitutional language about e-cigarettes, a technology that didn't exist when Florida passed the Clean Indoor Air Act of 1985.
No one should have to choose between earning a paycheck and breathing clean air. With e-cigarettes, the research is more recent because they haven't been out there that prolonged period of time. But we know that some of the chemicals in electronic cigarettes can be quite harmful if ingested firsthand and or secondhand.
Amendment 9, Act 2, Scene 2, is the case to vote against Amendment 9 because of the vaping ban. Here, the lights go up on personal freedom as people like Alex Clark of the Consumer Advocates for Smoke-Free Alternatives Association enter the stage.
We are opposed to Amendment 9 and recommend people vote against it. First of all, individual business owners should have the right to choose whether they allow vaping or not.
His assessment of the risk of secondhand vapor exposure lower than Lundy's?
I would say nominal. We actually feel that there's a public health benefit. It demonstrates to smokers that there's a product out there that has some sort of advantage over smoking. They don't have to step outside. They don't have to feel isolated. They can stay indoors and be with their community and enjoy using nicotine. You know, there's a visual component in that smokers can see people vaping and become curious about the products. And those people who smoke are more likely to try vaping, make quit attempts, and improve their health.
And scene. There you have it. Amendment 9 explained in two acts. There is a third act, of course, but that one plays out in the voting booth. To paraphrase Shakespeare at the end of Hamlet, go bid the voters vote. For Health News Florida, I'm Sammy Mack in Miami. Early voting is already underway across South Florida, and WLRN has a voter's guide outlining every possible question about the long list of amendments on your ballot, all 105 of them. You can visit amendments.wlrn.org to see that guide. This is WLRN News. I'm Sammy Mack.